This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Good morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to The Daily Punch, brought to you by Punchbowl News. It's Monday, April 8th, 2024. Jake is out cheering on the UConn Huskies, so we're going to skip right to the news here. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, what to watch this week with Congress back. Number two, the latest on a data privacy bill that was unveiled over the recess. And number three, the tax bill's window is closing, the latest from the vault. All right, let's get into it. Congress has been on a two-week recess, and there is a lot on their plate as they return. First things first, Alejandro Mayorkas, Homeland Security Secretary, a Senate impeachment trial is set to start. The big question, will there be a trial? House Republicans will formally present their articles of impeachment against Mayorkas to the Senate on Wednesday. The DHS secretary was impeached nearly 2 months ago. Senator Patty Murray, as president pro tem, will swear in senators on Thursday, and then the fireworks will begin. The big question is whether or not Democrats can stick together to move so that they don't actually have to have this trial. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expected to offer a motion seeking the immediate dismissal of the case against Mayorkas. That only requires a simple majority to pass. So if, as I said earlier, Democrats stick together, they can bypass the trial entirely, bringing a quick end to what I think a lot of people have seen as a sputtering effort against Mayorkas from the start. On the off chance that one or two Democrats do defect, Republicans are trying to stay united to force a full trial. Still, there's a question of whether there might be some senators on the Republican side who actually move to dismiss this trial as well. We'll have to see that. The Senate GOP messaging on this has been pretty straightforward. Basically, they're saying Mayorkas must be held accountable for his handling of the migrant crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. So a trial is necessary. Interestingly, the messaging memo doesn't weigh in on the actual question of whether Mayorkas should be convicted and removed from office. For his part, Mayorkas says he's paying very little attention to the Hill proceedings. He is planning to testify before two committees this week on the department's fiscal year 2025 budget request. Mayorkas has dismissed the GOP allegations as baseless, as have other top Democrats and the White House. It's possible the Democrats could win the dismissal vote, as I said. Even if they don't get all 51, you could see folks like a Senator Mitt Romney, who has spoken favorably of dismissal, switching sides. Let's look at the other handful of things on Congress's agenda. FISA in particular is going to be a thorny issue. Speaker Mike Johnson and House GOP leaders are going to be attempting to pass a FISA reauthorization bill. The third time's a charm? Question mark. On Tuesday, the Rules Committee is marking up a modified version of Representative Laurel Lee's bill from February. This version doesn't include Representative Warren Davidson's provisions barring federal agencies from buying info on Americans from private data companies. The House Intel Committee strongly objected to this language back in February, forcing the bill to be pulled. A small number of amendments will be made in order at the Rules Committee, including a proposal from the Judiciary Committee that requires national security agencies to obtain a warrant when they seek to query information on any U.S. person caught up in a FISA case. We're told that Judiciary and Intel members will all vote for the rule. Whether these members vote for the underlying legislation once the amendments are considered on the floor is a different matter. This is chiefly aimed at the House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan and Representative Jerry Nadler, the ranking member, and their colleagues. The Judiciary panel has overwhelmingly supported the inclusion of the warrant requirement in any FISA reauthorization bill. But the reality is that if this modified version of FISA isn't passed this week, Johnson may be forced to put a clean reauthorization bill on the floor next week under suspension before FISA Section 702 lapses on April 19th. And it could pass. So FISA opponents have to pick their poison here. All right, let's move on to Israel. To mark the six-month anniversary of the Gaza War, the House may take up a resolution bashing Biden over Israel. The GOP resolution, which doesn't have a sponsor yet, says the House, quote, opposes efforts to place one-sided pressure on Israel with respect to Gaza, including calls for an immediate ceasefire. This isn't likely to impact Biden too much politically after the death of seven World Central Kitchen aid workers last week in an Israeli airstrike that sparked international outrage. And Ukraine. We can always seem to be coming back to that. Perhaps the toughest issue that Johnson faces. He'll meet with members all week. We expect to see his Ukraine aid proposal sometime in the next few days. As we've spelled out many times and talked a lot on this podcast about, it could include the Repo Act, language overturning Biden's ban on new LNG export applications, and more.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's run to the number two story of the morning. Big tech. A bipartisan bicameral agreement on data privacy has finally emerged after years of hand-wringing and competing proposals stood in the way. Now the question is whether there will be enough support to pass it, or will big tech seek to derail it? As we scooped on Friday, Senate Commerce Committee Chair Maria Cantwell and House Energy and Commerce Committee Chair Kathy McMorris Rodgers have unveiled a joint proposal on an issue that has so far stymied lawmakers. We've got text of the bill and a summary of the American Privacy Rights Act, or APRA. Cantwell and McMorris Rodgers gave interviews to their local paper, The Spokesman Review, on Sunday. The legislation, which they're dubbing, interestingly enough, as a discussion draft, would set strict limits on private companies' use of Americans' data. As we first disclosed on Friday, this would essentially create the first ever national data privacy standard, replacing assorted state standards. There would also be new data security provisions to hold companies accountable if data is hacked or stolen. So, the big question, what happens now? To be sure, this agreement is a big step forward, but whether it has any legs in a deeply divided Congress during a presidential year, no less, is an open question. So a couple interesting concepts here. CMR is retiring at the end of the Congress and has been aggressive in seeking some legislative wins. See the recent TikTok ban that passed the House. In the Senate, the proposal could also become a vehicle for the Kids Online Safety Act, a popular bill that's among those Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is considering acting on before the end of the year. However, like everything, there's always likely to be a speed bump when it comes to Congress at kind of the minimum. It's too early to tell whether the underlying proposal can pass both chambers. The House and Senate's panel's ranking members, that's Senator Ted Cruz and Representative Frank Pallone, weren't invited or involved in those efforts. Cruz hasn't said anything publicly about the proposal yet, while Pallone called it a very strong discussion draft, but is recommending a number of changes. And unsurprisingly, there's already many concerns from big tech companies, and that could be a big problem for CMR and Cantwell. We're hearing complaints about a provision allowing individuals to opt out of targeted advertising. While popular, that's not going to go over well with Google, Amazon, Meta, or other big online companies. Another potentially huge issue, allowing individuals to sue bad actors for misusing data. Now, the major tech companies will likely be okay with a national standard on data privacy versus a plethora of different state standards. We've seen that play out in other industries. It's unclear, though, which committee would go first on hearings or a markup. What is clear is that there will be a big lobbying effort for K Street, where big tech spends money freely. And remember what the big tech companies did to antitrust legislation in the last Congress. These proposals got big votes in both House and Senate committees and then died before reaching the floor in either chamber. As Senator Amy Klobuchar would remind anyone, do not underestimate the power of big tech on Capitol Hill. Also, that TikTok ban that passed by a big margin in the House last month, what happened to that? Is Campbell going to move that controversial proposal, which she doesn't yet support, and this one through her committee? Two big questions that we'll be covering as it continues to play out. All right, let's move on to the number three story of the morning. Punchable News' The Vault. Laura Weiss has an item looking at how the tax bill's window is closing. This may be something that is worth both CMR and Cantwell taking a look at. The bill from Senate Finance Committee Chair Ron Wyden and House Ways and Means Committee Chair Jason Smith is a long shot at best, but backers are keenly aware that any shred of possibility of passing the bill begins to disappear after the tax filing season closes on April 15th. Winning over Senate Republicans only gets more politically fraught as the election draws closer and changes to 2023 taxes get later. Here's the status. Heading into this brief April work period, the Senate GOP is mostly dug in against the Senate Wyden bill. Only a handful of Republican senators have publicly said they'd vote for it. While GOP senators are largely lining up behind objections from Senate Finance Committee's top Republican, Senator Mike Crapo of Idaho, Crapo and Senate Republican leadership have urged colleagues to stick together and to vote against cloture. Given that wall of opposition, a floor vote is unlikely. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is yet again juggling a busy calendar and bigger priorities, like FISA. But expect some pressure and attention to this during this work period, given the feeling that the bill's time has nearly run out. And this sets up an even messier fight next year when many of the Trump tax cuts expire. Laura detailed all those dynamics and more in the Sunday Vault, which you can become a premium subscriber for. Just go to our punchable.news website and check that out. One other quick flag before I let you run. We have a half-day summit tomorrow morning. Really looking forward to this. It's called The Future of Rural Healthcare. We're exploring access to healthcare in rural communities. The half-day event will feature a one-on-one interview with Senator Tina Smith, the Democrat from Minnesota, a panel conversation with healthcare industry leaders, and a fireside chat about patient access to quality care. You can RSVP to watch it online or join us in person at punchbowl.news. Just look for the events hub. And with that, thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it. If you like the Daily Punch, please tell your friends about us. Subscribe to us on whatever platform you listen to your podcast. We would appreciate it. You can also go deeper on all these issues and more by going to our website and signing up for our free morning newsletter. Just go to punchbowl.news and check us out. Thanks so much and have a great day, everybody.